Gemara says in Daf Beis and Beis Hashleichas of Be'era Be'ad Cher Shad Be'Katan Patam in Dinah Adam Chavdim in Shemayim Shiluch Be'ad Pikeach Be'Gei Chayim. So if you send it in the hands of the Pikeach would be Chayim. In fact, the Gemara Ba'amai Neim Shulch Sham Kamaisa. Why don't you say Shulch Sham Kamaisa and the Meshaleh should be Chayim? And the Gemara answers Shani Hosam Den Shechet Va'Avera. The Amina Deber Rav Deber Talmud Deber Mishayim. The reason why the Meshaleh is not Chayim is because Ein Shechet Va'Avera and Deber Rav Deber Talmud. And therefore, there's no chiyav on the mishalech for the avera that was done. And now, lechayr the gemara is a pella because this that we say in shechet va'avera, Pasha says this is what Taisa says in one tetz and Bava and Daf Yud, is that the shlichus is not batal. Out of the shlichus is kaim. It just means that the mishalech is not going to be nenash for the einish of the shliach, but the shlichus itself is still a good shlichus. There's no reason why the shlichus should become batal. So if the shlichus is still kaim, it just is not nenash for the ma'aseh that the shliach did. So why should that pater the Meshalech from the Zikin? The Maaseh, the Meshalech is the one who did the Hazik. He created the Hazik through his Shlichus. He's the Baal HaNezek. So if he's the Mazik, Avada, he should be Chayv for Toshulman. So Beshem Al-Gabi, Einshem for an Avera, okay, he's not going to be Chayv because then Shechet Ba'Avera. But if we're here, the Shlichus is Kayim, why should he not be Chayv for the Zikin if he's the one who did the Nezek? He is considered the Mazik through Shlichus. Lechay has no Shlichus in the Din of Ein Shechet Ba'Avera. So it's true that one Teretz and Taizim Mamatzia holds that when you say in Shechet Ba'Avera, the Shlichus is Batal Lagamri, there's no shlichus at all. So if there's no shlich, then in Echidami, I hear why the mishlech would be pater. But the Fida Teretz holds that the shlichus is kaim, it's just that he's not nenash, and l'chayim that won't help you for nezikin. Over here, he's chayim b'tashlum in nezikin once he has a shem azik. So it's tzarechin what the Gemara means. It is possible to say, some achanim want to say, b'chlal, that the whole name of tashlum in nezikin is not begeder tashlum, it's really begeder and einish. It's more like a knas. Ksubis is much like that. They're really misvar. He wouldn't be chayiv. It's an einish that the Torah put on the mazik that he has to pay b'taris einish. If you understand it like that, then there's a makom to say that if ain't shechet ba'aver, he's not going to get that einish. But if you learn b'pashas that tashlum in nezikin is not an einish, but it's tashlumin for what you're mazik, then it's difficult to hear why that should be affected by the din of ain't shechet ba'aver, unless you say like that teretz in bar mitzia that the shlichus is batal. But if the shlichus is kaim, it's taka tzarechin, how the din of ain't shechet ba'aver should pater the mishalech from tashlum in nezikin.